This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's begin here. Let's talk first about Atlanta United, what we saw. I know there's injuries to the fullbacks. What you saw yesterday, this is really going to be more of a work in progress. I know some of us are way ahead of where this team is probably at, but as it goes along, what did you see yesterday?
Yeah.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The word I used at the end of the broadcast, John, was sobering. That's how I felt. I think we got really, really excited last Saturday when we saw the Slam units just crank out chance after chance after chance and come up with three goals, one of which coming from a substitute, and Almiron involved in a couple goals, and Watt and Saba all involved in goal creation. And, there were some warts defensively, but you thought, you're going to outscore anyone you play, and it'll be fine. It'll be wild, entertaining, sometimes stressful soccer. And instead, yesterday, I kept thinking, man, this is more of the same. I mean, this is the same stuff, different year, especially with road games. This team's won only 15 road games over the last 5-plus years. Outside of one 10-minute sequence at the end of the first half, this attack was not effective. Charlotte did a good job. They're very good defensively. You have to give Charlotte a lot of credit. National team center back and Tim Ream and MLS goalkeeper of the year and Christian Kolina. So it's not totally surprising. that Atlanta United struggled as much as they did to create chances. I'm not at all concerned about giving up the two goals, John, because as you said, they were without their top three fullbacks. This back line is still going to be a work in progress. I thought Derek Williams didn't play very well yesterday, but he's coming back from an injury and he might not have been 100%. That I think will correct itself once you get Amador and Lennon and even Ronald Hernandez, I think, would have had a big impact in yesterday's game. So I'm not so concerned about that. I am very concerned that, outside of Almiron getting three shots on target, Latte Lott had really only one good chance. Saba, I didn't think, had a very strong game. And Moranchuk, I didn't think, had a very strong game. That's my concern. Because we were told, oh, yeah, I mean, this group's going to be just cranking out chance after chance after chance. And after they gave up the second goal yesterday in Charlotte, that was it. I mean, Charlotte was able to close up shop and kind of suffocate Atlanta United out of the match. And that was alarming to see.
Mike Conney, of course, play-by-play voice of Atlanta United and the man of many hats and brand manager, which means boss, by the way, for all of you in the swamp. Talking about a lot of sports here, I want to shift to the Falcons, if I can, mm-hmm. and the Combine. And I know a lot has been made about their focus on defense, but here we are, knocking on the door of decision day for Kirk Cousins. What is your best guess? Let's start there. I got two or three Falcons questions. Is your best guess that they will cut Kirk Cousins? It seems to be kind of the prevailing opinion.
It is. I'm not 100% sure they're going to cut him. I really think they would like to try to get something to get him off their hands, and even if it's a conditional draft pick or just some kind of compensation. I think they're going to try to do something to cut their losses. And keep in mind, too, as free agency evolves, as the draft evolves, and even as training camp evolves, needs of teams will change. And Kirk Cousins could suddenly become very, very valuable if a team has a training camp or a couple quarterbacks go down. I would not be shocked if the Falcons had Kirk Cousins still with the team going into this summer. And keep in mind, too, I think the explanation that we've gotten from the team as far as cap hit is concerned is fairly reasonable, that you've budgeted a certain amount of money to have both of these quarterbacks. It doesn't necessarily matter who's the starter and who's the backup. You've budgeted the same amount. So ideally, would the Falcons like to have Kirk Cousins off their hands today? Probably. Is that the right thing to do? I'm not exactly sure. I think there is still window where the Falcons might be able to cut their losses and get something.
You bring up something that I really hadn't thought about, which is at the time of the declaration of the injury on the NFL Network, I said, look, he can't show his face in the clubhouse again. So I wonder if they decide to go ahead, because you can make a really compelling argument that, yeah, it might be worth the $10 million to keep him and see if you can't get something in return from another team, especially. Would you even let him, if you did that, would you just Cody Zeller him? In other words, say, don't even bother to show up and go get another quarterback and work him out. In other words, I don't want him back in the locker room, don't want him on campus, don't want him anywhere near the team.
You certainly could do that. I would be a little surprised, honestly, if things have gotten to that point. Cousins strikes me as a pro. I don't like what he did. The Falcons obviously should be very upset about the situation, but he's a pro. Raheem Morris is a pro. All these players on this team are pros. This would not be the first time that you've proceeded through OTAs or a mini camp or a training camp with an air quotes unhappy camper in your midst. So I think there is a path forward, at least short term, where Cousins could still be literally in the building. I don't think it is eroded to that point, John, where they're changing locks and door codes and everything like that. They're not giving Kirk the keys. I don't feel like there's that much acrimony yet, although I think you have heard, especially even in the last week when we've had Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris on the radio station, I think you have heard some palpable frustration in the way that everything went down.
Yeah, I think that's probably the one part of it. The other part of it is, how does it play in the locker room? If you're a player on that team looking at him and saying, "What, you knew this and you sold us out and you didn't bother to tell anybody." And so I think that's the other issue here. But
but you know what, John? John, I think everything blows over. You know, you give anything time and it blows over. We have collectively very short memories as human beings. And it could be by the time that we get to OTAs in April and May that a lot of that has blown over in the locker room. I'm That's almost possible. Beginning to wonder if we care about it more as fans and observers than maybe the players on this team.
Right, that may be possible too. So, but let's go back to the other part of this combine here, which is the whole emphasis on defense and this show about again, they did send some offensive coaches. I love this. We had a couple of offensive coaches go for informal interviews. What the hell is the difference between a formal interview and an interview? There is it's an interview, okay?
Right.
What, one's getting dressed up in a tuxedo. That's the formal interview, and one's got jeans
right.
on. I mean, okay, whatever. I get a sense here that because we've been spending so much time talking about Kirk Cousins, that the unspoken thing and about the draft, that the unspoken thing here is when we're knocking on the door of free agency here, and it was one of the questions I wanted to ask today, are we looking at major changes to this defense in like, there's going to be, forget about there's no Lo Carter, there's no Judon. Is there no Onyemata? Is there no Grady Jarrett? Are we redoing this entire defensive line and Jeff Ulbrich just hasn't said anything yet?
Yeah, a couple different things to touch on there. Just because they have said that they're all in on defense and that only the defensive coaching staff formally went to the combine, to me does not mean that they're still not going to take the best player available. And that the combine is only one piece of the scouting puzzle. Pro days are a very, very big part of that scouting puzzle, too. And I'm sure the Falcons scouting staff will be going all over the country to look at offensive and defensive players at these pro days and conducting interviews as needed and working players out as needed. So I'm not so hung up on the tip that maybe they're going to be heavy defensive in this draft because of what they're doing at the combine. But as far as an overall remake of the defense is concerned, I think right now this is a numbers game and it comes down to salary cap numbers. The salary cap went up a little bit more, than teams were anticipating. That might change the calculus a little bit on a player like Grady Jarrett. The other thing about Grady Jarrett specifically, John, I thought Carl and Mike made a really good point. I think it was Friday, where they were talking about Raheem Morris and the value of the locker room culture and the value of leadership and everything that Raheem Morris really holds near and dear. It would be surprising if Grady Jarrett's salary would trump the other leadership qualities that Grady Jarrett brings and that a decision would be made solely on that, which I thought was an interesting point. And I could absolutely see that with Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot making the decisions. But I do agree with you, John, that I think there is the potential for big changes. And a lot of it's going to be dictated by the draft, but free agency comes before the draft. And that's what makes it so tricky. And you're putting a lot of faith and confidence in your draft board and hope that the players that you have high on your draft board aren't going to be taken away from you when you have the opportunities to select. It's going to be a very, very busy couple months. Well, really now, a month and a half.
A couple weeks
in Flowery Branch for them to sort that all out.
All right, Mike Conney, final thing here with Mike Conney, live with John on a Sunday here. Mike, I want to go to the NCAA tournament. I'd like you to, all right, this is shameless plug time, but it's okay, to plug a little bit about what the tournament coverage will be like on the radio station.
Yeah.
In what appears to be, a year where the SEC, especially Auburn, good Lord, is going to be kind of potentially the dominant, they're the league to beat, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you're right, John. Our coverage really begins in earnest next Sunday when we start getting into some conference championship games. You'll have a short show next Sunday because we've got two conference championship games, Missouri Valley, and I think the Ohio Valley is the other next Sunday. And then we'll have some more conference championships on Tuesday. Selection Sunday, there's a Hawks game, actually an Atlanta United game on, Atlanta United Miami, as they're pulling the brackets. And the Hawks are playing as well at the same time. So we'll really get into all the brackets the following Monday morning. And then you're right, between us and our sister station, News and Talk 1380 WAOK, every game of the tournament live on the radio all the way through the Final Four of the national championship, as we're very pleased to do with our relationship with Westwood One. And on top of all of that, we're going to have Andy and Randy and Dukes and Bell out at a number of venues across Metro Atlanta as games are played. Those first two days of the first round, the Thursday and Friday of the first round, I think are two of the best sports days of the entire year, because it's just a nonstop avalanche of meaningful college basketball that we're all invested in because of brackets. And what'll be fun is Andy and Randy and Carl and Mike, they'll be out at sports bars watching along with us. So a lot of coverage coming up, and really optimistic, John. I think we're going to get at least one local team in. Georgia's had a really, really good week. Is it enough to get them up to where they need to be? We'll find out, but they've had a really good week. And Georgia Tech has had a really good week, too. So things starting to look up locally for maybe getting a team into the tournament. I hope that'll end up happening.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.